Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haw on 670 The Score.
Do you expect to hear the Bears coaches being criticized by team captains this week, or will the in-house only vow of silence be followed? Is there more to criticize in last week's loss, or how about this week's loss? Other than the kicker going 3-for-3, was there any good in this game?
I don't think there was. I don't think there's anything that you can look at as a sign of progress, and that's the biggest problem. So regardless of what you hear in terms of rhetoric out of the locker room, and I doubt there will be as many people coming forward this week, I don't think that they will follow suit. I'd be surprised if we hear more veterans step forward after last week, because it wasn't effective and it didn't work. They didn't respond. The response was a collective shrug. That wasn't a team that played harder than the Cardinals. That wasn't a team committed to rallying around a cause or the coach or whatever the case may be. They're disciplined teammates. That's a joke. This is a team that is listless, directionless, and flat. And right now they've got a credibility problem, and the season is getting away from them. Was last week worse or this week? I think last week, as we said, that was more shocking, but you can make the argument yesterday was more alarming because it felt like a fluke in Washington, and yesterday felt like the beginning of something headed in the wrong direction, and that's bad. You were unlucky against the Commanders. You were unable against the Cardinals, and to me, that's probably worse. So there was no sign of progress. There was no hint of special. Yesterday was just a total breakdown collectively, and I think the Bears should really just shut up and get to work this week and say what they need to say, but keep the finger-pointing to a minimum and all this talk about accountability and responsibility. You know, stop talking, start showing, and we'll start to believe it.
Well said, David. I think we'll hear a lot of we all have to take a look in the mirror. We all have to prepare better. We all need to do our job. We all the way home back to Soldier Field on Sunday against the Patriots. Last week's loss was worse because you rallied in the fourth quarter with your QB1 and then had the game ripped away from you on the Hail Mary. That was worse, and how the Hail Mary ended up being executed, and the head coach telling you that Tyrique Stevenson was the guy that was supposed to be covering the guy who the ball ended up falling into his hands, that was worse. Unfortunately, at the end of the half yesterday, while you were with 26 seconds to go in the first half, you thought, wow, the Bears have played like you know what, and they're in this thing, mm-hmm. and they're getting the ball to start the third.
Right.
I feel pretty good. And then all of a sudden, boom. And at that point, I didn't think the Bears had any shot to win that game after that run.
I got to tell you, I think that when you look at the Bears and you had the 3-game winning streak, the question was whether that was sustainable as you played better teams. And so you go to Washington, you had that game won, you find a way to lose it spectacularly. Then all of a sudden you're down your best defensive player. Now you come out and your best offensive lineman looks like he's going to be missing some time, Darnell Wright. Now your second best defensive lineman, and a guy probably underrated for what he has managed to do this year, Andrew Billings, suffers a pec injury. Let's hope it's not as serious as that sounds like. Let's hope it's not as serious as pec injuries can be. But I think you may have come out of that game in worse condition than you went in. I'm talking physically as well as kind of emotionally. You're back to 4-4 on the year, and we know that the toughest part of the schedule is coming, and they have lost all momentum in their season. So you got a game with New England, and then you really open up the hellish part of this schedule. And you were hoping that they were going to win some games and they were going to have like a nice sort of momentum going, confidence builder going. Now you don't even – like what's happened to their quarterback? What's happened to their offense? I mean, a lot of it, I think, is that the line is so beaten up. If you wondered what to do with the trade deadline coming up on Tuesday, I would say they're out of the acquisition business. Hang on to your draft picks and take a long look at what you can get. I know they, you know, Bigsy reported late last week that they've given Khalil Herbert permission to seek a trade. I don't know what Nate Davis is doing on this roster if you have all these injuries and you don't go to him. So I think it might get worse before it gets better. And that's a real serious problem for the Bears because that's going to leave you with all sorts of questions by the time you get to the end of the year.
Do you see that stat about the play at the end of the first half? According to the Elias Stats Bureau, the longest rushing touchdown given up in the last 20 seconds of the first half since the merger came yesterday, 53 yards.
And it was the way that it happened, right? It was the way that that no one made a play. That you had two guys running in the same lane, and then you just cleared out. And I mean, it was literally like, oh no! You could tell the minute that he got past the first level, and it was there was just nothing there. It was nothing. He was gone.
The Bears' 2-minute awful. Defense stinks.
Well, I mean, a lot about the Bears stinks right now. Let's be honest. And I think the biggest part of it now is personnel. You just, and the whole league has a lot of injuries, so no one feels sorry for you, but you've lost a lot of really good players. And maybe too many.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.